Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that came across my cell phone recently has made me question the respect, the career, the...
overstated.
How I feel about this individual across from me who is known as Bob Winowski and/or Wojo and/or Miguel Cabrera lover, okay?
Wojo Damas.
I was sent a text message from one of our coworkers, a screenshot, okay, of a thread that ended up, happening. This was what, about a few days ago,
ago, sure.
The Birchie Kid, who writes for the website, 971theticket.com. Will Birchfield is his actual name, okay? A text thread in which someone basically repeated a joke that Will had made in the office. Okay. it's not a joke that can be read over the air. Okay.
No,
we'll just put it that way.
But it was a funny joke. I gave him credit. I said, ha ha. That's awesome.
Will Birchfield and Evan Jenkins were having a conversation. They made a joke about, you know, something that was relevant in the news. And Evan gave Will the proper credit in this group text saying Will had the best line. And then repeated the joke. Again, yeah. I cannot read it over the air. Incredibly inappropriate. I don't want to lose my job.
Would you stop?
A lot of these ticket texters think that I should lose my job anyway. But this was sent to Evan Jenkins, Will Birchfield, and Wojo, who I am sitting across from right now. Okay, this joke that Evan properly gave, you know, the credit to the Birchie Kid. Wojo responded immediately, laughing, saying, ha ha, that's awesome.
Right, I gave him credit.
1 minute later, Wojo sends the same joke to two different people, as well as Will Birchfield in the same text thread, okay? Different people, though. Says the joke, repeats Will's joke, and doesn't give Birchie credit. Wojo took Birchie's joke, laughed at it, copied and pasted, and tried to use it as his own on a different group text.
I did not copy and paste it. Now, here's the thing, okay? And I know how you're trying to paint this. But, yes, I suppose technically I should have said, oh, can you believe what Will just said? That was funny. But I had two or three text threads going. I lost track of who was on what. Mm-hmm. And when you hear somebody say a good line, do you always say, oh, I just heard this on another thread from so-and-so? Sometimes you just pass it along. It wasn't like I was printing it in the paper, for God's sake. No, was it a little bit unseemly because I did it so quickly? It struck me as like, oh, that's funny. Somebody else should laugh at that because it's funny.
I'm glad you were caught red-handed. The fact that you sent it with Birchie included in this group text is just absolutely hilarious to me. But you know what? It exposed you for the fraud that you are. You always have that little notepad, okay? And I've noticed this. I'll make a couple of comments. We're getting ready for the show. And you are writing things down constantly. How many things are you stealing from other people and not giving credit to?
Well, there's a phrase that pays. The phrase is, if you air it, you share it.
Oh, God. Much like I can't say the joke that was actually sent in this group text, I also can't repeat what Hatchet just said in my ear.
Can you tell me during the break? Yeah. Oh, I can't repeat that either. Thank you. That phrase is often said in press boxes as people are sounding out, you know, like writers are sounding out lines and stuff. If you air it, you share. You should see how many things people, they hear in a press box, they immediately go to Twitter and use it as their own.
And you know what? I'm a little bit nervous.
I don't think I ever have.
I'm just going to stop talking around you because you apparently just steal everything. Anything that is remotely funny, you're taking.
Don't worry. You don't have any lines worth stealing.
All right. 248-539-9797. That's actually a really good point. Ticket text is at 97136. Wojo literally stole a joke from Burchie and not a minute later texted it and didn't give Burchie the credit that he deserved. Is Wojo in the wrong here? I think you were trying to be a little joke thief and you got caught because you made the mistake of sending it to Burchie himself.
Or are you making up too many text etiquette things? People do stuff like that all the time.
Nope.
I think.
You're caught red-handed. I hope. If that's how you feel, clearly this is not the first time that you have done this.
No, we have different threads going.
I feel bad for Burchie. Burchie's trying to build a career here. Trying to establish himself in a new place here in Detroit. And you're just going out there and taking all of his wonderful wisdom. It's embarrassing. 248-539-9797. Come on, people. Wojo's got to be wrong. He's got to be in the wrong here. You just don't do that. It's not right. 97.1.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.